Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a ruling from the Supreme Court today could impact how much public funding religious institutions can get. In a 5-4 decision, the court decided that it is unconstitutional for the state of Montana to exclude religious schools from a state scholarship program that's funded by tax credits. Tom Gelton covers religion and belief for NPR. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Robin.
And so tell us more about the decision and this Montana state scholarship program.
Right, Robin. Well, as you say, that Montana program was enacted in 2015, under which taxpayers could get dollar-for-dollar tax credits if they donated to a scholarship program for private schools. That means for every dollar they contribute to that program or contributed, that would reduce their tax liability by $1. So it was a kind of a voucher program. The problem was that there was a provision in the Montana state constitution barring state aid to religious schools. And when the Montana Supreme Court considered this, it ruled that the whole scholarship program violated that. What it did is it threw out the entire program for all private schools. Some parents who had wanted that scholarship money to send their kids to religious schools sued. The court today sided with the parents.
Yeah. And after Chief Justice Roberts sided with the court's liberal wing yesterday in that abortion decision, today he did side with the majority conservatives and wrote the opinion. What did he say?
Well, he based his argument largely on a previous Supreme Court case involving a Lutheran school in Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, that had been denied state funding to pave a playground at the school. That was funding that was available to other schools, but denied to Trinity because it was a religious school. In that case, the court found in favor of the religious schools, saying there was no reason it should not get funding for playground paving just because it was a religious school. But the opinion was really narrow. It seemed to apply only in that specific situation. What Roberts said today is that Trinity Lutheran opinion was actually much wider. He said that funding for schools generally, even to support religious education, let's say, cannot be denied to religious schools. So it's not just a matter of funding for playground, but funding for the religious program. He argued that religious schools in both cases were discriminated against simply because they were religious.
It's interesting. He seems to be looking back at a lot of other cases in his decisions. But what did the dissenting justices argue?
There were basically two dissenting opinions, both of which essentially said there was no reason this case should have even gone to the Supreme Court. Justice Ginsburg said that because the Montana Supreme Court had thrown out the entire program, it wasn't even in existence anymore, how can you argue that there is discrimination? The program doesn't even exist. Justice Breyer also said that the court shouldn't have really taken up this issue, although for a different reason. He pointed out the two parts of the freedom of religion provision in the Constitution, one saying that the state cannot establish a religion, the other saying that free exercise of religion cannot be prohibited. He pointed out that those two provisions can seem to be in conflict, and the court needs to be really careful in adjudicating these issues so as not to sort of favor one provision over the other. He basically said that it's important that government, quote, play in the joints, and so he would prefer that the court doesn't get into the nitty-gritty of these cases.
Well, the Associated Press saw this decision as narrowing the separation of church and state. Does this mean, in about the minute we have, that it's going to have implications outside of schools?
I think it could, Robin. You know, there are 38 states that have provisions like Montana's that bar government aid for religious schools. And because the Supreme Court in this case took on that Montana provision, I think it really does call into question all those other states that have similar amendments. So I think that we haven't seen the last of this by any means.
Well, and there are a couple other interesting religious cases we're waiting for from the court, one about the Affordable Care Act and access to free birth control, the other about religious schools and discrimination. We only have about a half a minute, but, you know, I'm sure you're looking forward to those as well.
Indeed. I mean, this is the one on birth control is yet another litigation involving the Affordable Care Act. The court has never been really happy with the way that has worked out. We'll see another ruling there. And then there's another one on the so-called ministerial exception, whether religious teachers can be protected by employment law.
Oh, we'll be waiting for those. With NPR's Tom Gelton, who covers religion and belief for NPR. Tom, thanks so much.
Anytime, Robin.